pretty good. Sitting here watching the news and drinking my second cup of coffee.
I'm on my way to work. I missed the first cup, so I'm gonna sip it on the way to work this morning.
And be careful out there. There's a lot of people on the road.
All right. Especially once you hit 85, you gotta be real careful.
Seems like there's always something happening on 85 in the morning in the rush hour traffic.
I don't know what it is. Something about 85, the people just go crazy or what. I don't know. I don't know if they try to go too fast. I mean, I drive 26 every day as well, and rarely ever anything on it. It's only two lanes compared to 85, which is three lanes.
You have a good morning out there, and I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee. Just heard you call, and I'll jump in here and tell you good morning. I'll be clear on your final, KF4NXY.
Good morning, and you enjoy that second cup of coffee. I'll at you on the radio again one morning. KO4CM.
KFW Mobile.
On the road this morning.
Doing good for a hump day.
On the road already this morning.
Ken, you just remind me, today is my hump day as well, because I'm off Thursday.
Friday.
Putting up a tent in the rain on Thursday.
Scout camping again?
Family camping time.
Put up their tent.
They'll probably sleep with us. I got the wife a queen size cot that comes with throw an air mattress on it. So they're gonna be high on the hog this time around.
Do that once, they'll expect it always.
It'll work out for them. I mean, we propped it up in the living room. They slept on it one night and liked it. So we'll see what happens once it's in the tent. I mean, I sleep on a cot, but it's just a little single cot. And my wife wanted something. That way her and the boys, I guess, can sleep on it. And it gets her off the ground. So, we'll see how it goes. Getting tomorrow over with.
Two. I stay with Elise riding with you.
No good, she's come back for a second day.
Awesome. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's Badger now at this point.
Together when you're in Greer and go out to dinner or something.
Sound like a good time. Wednesday evening and Thursday evenings is when I'm down that way.
And got this Friday off. You imagine that?
Taking Friday off?
That's a good Friday holiday. For us, it's a paid holiday.
Isn't this good Friday?
To your employer and get you some of them holidays. I mean, come on.
I mean, I do get most every Friday off.
They paying you for it?
No attention.
Trying to zero in on the problem last night. I was walking the dog with my HD and I only heard like 15 people say monitoring.
Yes and no.
Yeah, not on reverse.
I don't know how to do it.
All radios have it.
I don't or hear that Steve finally broke down and got him a Anytone.
Somebody about setting up some DMR talk groups yesterday.
Been waiting for him to let me know when he wants to get together so I can bring my stuff down and help him with that. Just hadn't worked out yet. He finally got a program for the analog station or repeaters. But he got him a little Anytone 878 from
Cottonwood, WWZ.
10-4 TFW.
KO4 ATX.
04 CEF.
Miller, KF4 NXY.
Good morning. The name over here is Ken.
Hey, that I'm just sitting here listening, y'all carry on. I'm just sitting here working on my second cup of coffee. KF4 NXY.
Remember Easter week.
Find something to get into on Friday, but she's got to work Saturday and Sunday. You can't ask off for her a holiday weekend over there where she works.
Chad, Daniel, and I are getting together over at the deer camp, and then Sunday we got early service at church, so that's pretty much what I'll be doing.
Shoot, I hope I get that antenna put up. I guess that's probably Monday or Tuesday.
Awful quick.
That's because I really didn't want it to get delivered while we were gone.
Where are you guys going camping at?
Moss Mountain.
Moss went camping weekend before last up at Black Mountain, and there was a bear in the campground.
That was the King's Mountain. I mean, they got the bear can, but that's about it. I mean, most people are keeping their trash out and everything else.
Back to my bad spot. FW. Yeah, he said he come out of the camper, and the lady next to him said, "You're not going to start that grill, are you?" And he's like, "Yeah, why?" And she pointed only about 40 feet away. It's a bear with three cubs. Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Devin, I don't want him coming over to that. Shoot, I know. Which we got our meals planned out now. I'm going to try the Dutch oven lasagna. I hope it turns out good.
How that turns out.
So we're going to try to prep as much as we can early, like at the house, and then take it with us. That's the one thing I'll probably say I've learned the best at Boy Scouts is, you know, like instead of trying to go there and cook certain things, we'll go ahead and gonna make the sauce and whatnot, put it in a container. You know, we'll have a lot of other stuff cooked ready to go. So then we're gonna do fajitas a different night. So I already have the green peppers and onions chopped up, ready to go. Be good this weekend.
Better when we're camping than we do at the house.
Cousin just got a long grocery list. I'm like, so we gotta plan everything out for all of our meals. I'm going to do some biscuits and going to try some biscuits and gravy, but in the Dutch oven. But I think I'm just going to cook the biscuits and then do the gravy on the side with some salt.
Down at camp at Hunting Island one time. The boys just love it.
Too, but I think that one stays packed up, especially during the turtle, you know, the season when the turtles come in, and then when they leave, it's usually booked. And then, of course, during the summertime, it stays pretty booked up.
Down in May, and it was horseshoe crab season, and man, they were everywhere. You just couldn't believe how many there was.
When that happens, people flock to it, which I don't know if that would be as popular as the turtles, but still, it'd be pretty cool to see.
You can get a padlock for your cooler if you leave it outside, though. Susan's sitting there underneath the awning there, cooler between us, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, here comes the raccoon. He just walks over right between us, throws open the lid, grabs you something, and takes off.
That place down there. Oh, man. Yeah, usually, like we go to the mountains, we usually try to keep our cooler put up. I'll probably do the same this time. Not 100% certain, but I know last time I went to King's Mountain, we had raccoons. And they got into the trash, so I'm going to try to do a little different this time. Make sure they don't have any food access overnight, so we lose Patrick.
I double with you to start it with that last comment.
Black hole.
From the switch, y'all. Up to it.
Yep, KN4 TFW clear.
TTX clear.
Oh, man.
Have a good morning, Chandler. 73-804-CES.
Have a good morning.